think there's more. Sarah Raven, she's not neither trained.
No. I'm not trained.
No. But you do have the hands on, and you have this eagerness to have a vision, I think, yes?
Well, one has a vision of creating pictures, even painting the sky, I say, when I'm planting trees, and when I look at my trees now, which was a bare sky, and which is now all around me, there are wonderful shapes. Of trees, but it's hard to describe. I mean, this sounds silly, this sounds really silly, but how can you tell somebody who's never been in love what it's like?
Well, that's wonderful. You're a romantic person.
I feel the same about plants and gardening. I suppose I am in love with plants and gardening, in the same way that I've been in love with my children growing up, and with people. You know, it's an emotion that you feel, and constantly is giving you a real lift, a thrill, to see something flowering for the first time, or and of course. The other great thing I find, we have people all around the world come here now, Japanese, Germans, Russians,
Americans,
but almost every language, but we speak the same language. We recognize one another as being plants people. I imagine that musicians, perhaps of all other hobbies or interests, musicians may well feel the same. But certainly, I mean, I had some Russians here the other day, and from a university, and they were talking with me about the comradeship. You know, how if all you know. Sorry, I'm losing my thread. I'll just a minute. I can't speak Japanese or Russian or. Whatever language, I can't speak, but when I'm with those people, mercifully they speak a little English, but we speak a lot of plantsmanship, you know, we hardly need to speak, we feel the same.